Oh, would you thank the Lord for Calvary right now? From 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. As if the Apostle Peter would look at these religious people and say, you've got a lot of traditions, and some of those traditions involve the way you give of your substance. Sometimes in the Old Testament, they bring a lamb or a goat to satisfy the sin condition. And the Apostle said, only the blood of Jesus. Only the blood of Jesus can bring us what we need from God. So I want to preach as we prepare for communion, nothing but the blood. One more time, would you thank the Lord for his presence that is here? Those of you that know how to pray, would you pray that the gift of faith would operate for healing, for miracles, for salvation? Would you pray for the gift of faith to operate as we pray together, as we trust God together? Why don't we give the Lord one more standing ovation of praise? Would you shout with your voice a worship to the Lord? Praise God, praise God. God bless you. You may be seated. I begin this message with a reflection from the words of a Baptist preacher and educator by the name of Robert Lowry. I use his words because I want to make sure that there is no one in this room that would limit what God is about to do as though it's just a Pentecostal thing. This is bigger than a Pentecostal experience. I could quote from a Moravian minister or a Catholic minister or some other particular denomination. I've chosen a Baptist minister only because I know that's different than what I am. And yet I want you to know what I am preaching about today and what we're about to partake of is so much bigger than a particular denomination or a particular personality. And so I quote from his words in 1876 when he asked the question, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. That did not originate with Heaven View. That did not originate with the United Pentecostal Church. That did not even originate with those of us that call ourselves a Christian. But from the foundation of the world, Jesus Christ was the Lamb slain for the sins of every human being, so that we might receive the revelation and believe in the power of the reality reality. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Whatever you call yourself, whether you call yourself a Christian or you call yourself something else, or you don't call yourself anything religious, if you ever reach the point in your life where you need pardon from sin, nothing but the blood of Jesus. If you ever reach the point in your life where everything in the world has let you down and you need hope and you need peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. In fact, if you ever go through a struggle where you feel like you're about to beat down by this world and you want to overcome and you want to be victorious, eventually we all discover nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And in Hebrews 9, we read it this way: and almost all things are by the law purged with blood. A reference to the Old Testament way that shadowed to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And so he says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'm not redeemed by the name of my denomination. I'm not redeemed by how many years I've been a Christian. I'm not redeemed by the money I put in the offering. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm not redeemed by the clothes I wear on Sunday. I'm not redeemed by how impressed you are with my tradition. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I know that excites some of us because we realize I don't really have a lot of money. I don't have anything that would impress a lot of people. But this is not about me. This is about Jesus. And as long as I have the blood, I can be forgiven. As long as I have the blood, I can be healed. As long as I have the blood, I can be saved. Nothing but the blood. Oh, would you clap your hands with me? And so in Revelation 12, we read, get your amen ready. Verse number 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And it goes on from there. I don't know if everything in that verse applies to us, because some of us have never had to face death for what we believe. But you know, a lot of us know what it's like to go through situations that make us feel this is going to kill me. And for each of us, let me join the chorus. Let me share my testimony. There may be trouble in my family, but I'm claiming the blood. There may be sickness in my family, but I'm claiming the blood. There may be somebody in this building today that needs a miracle, and we're going to have a testimony. I know it was the blood that saved me. I know it was the blood that healed me. I know it was the blood. What if this communion has been specifically ordained of God for you to stumble in here? I know it would not apply to everyone. Some of you may be coming out of a trial. Some of you may be about to go through a trial. But there's got to be some in a crowd this size that right now you're in a trial, a testing of your faith, and the enemy says, you're not going to make it. You're not going to overcome. But when you leave here today, You're going to have a testimony, devil. I overcame by the blood of the Lamb. I didn't overcome because I felt heebie-jeebies. I didn't overcome because I've lived a perfect life. I overcame by the blood. Today would be a great service to stomp all over the devil and say, you know the reason why I'm going to make it? I know it was the blood. The reason why I'm going to be victorious, I know it was the blood. Oh, as you clap your hands with your shout, with your voice. Hey, I've got a testimony. Hey, I've got a testimony. Hey, I've got a testimony. Praise the name of the Lord. We take the bread today. We drink from the cup today, but it's not just a religious ceremony or a part of our religious tradition. It is a way that we remember nothing but the blood. That's exciting, because sometimes you walk into a place in your walk with God where you feel like you've been brought down to nothing. I don't have anything left, God. I've given the best I can, and it seems like all of hell has surrounded me. Well, when you're down to nothing, just remember, you may have nothing, but you still got the blood. You may have nothing, but you still got the blood. You still got Calvary. You still got a Savior. And so nothing but the blood is enough for me, for my family. Praise God. And so Jesus instituted what we are about to do in just a few minutes. And he shared with his disciples some insight that we want to focus on as we take the bread and we drink the cup as they were eating. This is from Matthew 26, verse 26. Jesus took the bread and he blessed it. He broke it and gave it to his disciples. He said, take, eat. This is my body. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Today we remember, I've got the blood of Jesus. I've got the power of Jesus. Because of Calvary, I have access to anything I need. Can I tell you something? It don't matter how many sins you bring to Jesus today, the blood is enough. It doesn't matter what particular sickness or disease you bring to Jesus today, the blood is enough. It does not even matter what kind of circumstance you bring to Jesus today, Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid it all. And when I take the bread, when I drink the cup, there's going to be a faith that rises in my spirit that says, get away from me, devil. I'm going to get my miracle today. Get away from me, doubt. I'm going to get my blessing today. Nothing but the blood. Praise God. For 3,500 years ago, we see a type or a foreshadowing of what we are a part of today. 3,500 years ago or so, Israel was enslaved, Brother Everhart. They were needing freedom. They were all bound up. And so God gave them a word of faith. If you will take the blood of a lamb and you will sprinkle it on the doorpost in these three places, I don't know. Some might say, wow, there's the blood in each of those three places. Maybe it's like repentance. Oh, the blood. Baptism in Jesus' name. Oh, the blood. The infilling of the Holy Ghost. Oh, the blood of Jesus covers it all. But here they go. It seems kind of peculiar. I don't know that there's a lot of precedent for it, but they apply the blood to the doorpost of their home with the promise, you get everything you've got that matters to you, and you get it under the blood. And when the destroyer comes, when he sees the blood, he will pass over you. Yeah, the Old Testament believers called it Passover because the destroyer wanted to kill. The destroyer wanted to steal. The destroyer wanted to bring havoc and heartache. But wherever the blood was, as long as we get under the blood, as long as my family is in the blood, when the destroyer comes, nothing's going to get at me. Oh yeah, I might go through the fire and I might go through the flood, but I'm coming out because I'm covered by the blood. Praise the name of the Lord. And so we read from 1 John 1, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. You know, sin is some horrible stuff. Of all the nasty, horrible, crazy things the devil can do to destroy somebody's life, the worst thing he can do is try to plague us, tempt us, and defeat us with sin. But the Bible says the blood of Jesus cleanses us from sin. If sin is the worst thing the devil can do to you, because the soul that sinneth, it shall die. If the blood is enough to cover you from the worst that the devil can do, don't you dare pretend that your sickness is too hard for God. Don't you dare pretend that your family emergency is too hard for God. Don't you dare pretend that the trouble on your job is too hard for God. I declare nothing but the blood is enough for your healing. Nothing but the blood is enough for your deliverance. Nothing but the blood. Come on, if Israel can march out of Egypt free from the power of the destroyer, somebody's leaving heaven view today and they're saying, I know I'm free because of the blood. I know I'm healed because of the blood. I know I'm saved because of the blood. Oh, let's clap our hands together. I know it sounds old-fashioned, but I still believe there is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Hay poder, hay poder, sin igual poder. In el sangre de Jesus, there is power in the blood. I'm reaching for somebody right now. When you take the bread and you drink from the cup, let it be more than just your religious tradition. But if something in your heart says, I want to be free from a burden of sin, there's power in the blood. I want to be free from a burden of sickness, there's power in the blood. Amen. And so, would you allow me, a week removed from Easter Sunday, a week removed from when all the world stops and remembers, would you allow me, already a week later, to just remind you, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. That's all about the blood. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. There is healing in the blood of Jesus. There is salvation in the blood of Jesus. How many of you can sense, you know, pastors got an agenda today. When I come up there in a few moments and I I take the bread and I drink the cup, he's wanting me to just have enough faith that whatever I need, nothing but the blood is enough. Even before these elders and other believers pray with you, just coming up to the altar and by faith taking the bread, by faith drinking the cup, with an assurance that as you worship the Lord with all of your heart, you're saying, the blood is enough for me. Come on, I know there's fear. I know there's depression. I know there's sickness. I know there's sin. In a crowd this size, there's all kinds of mess, all kinds of ways the devil would like to defeat us. But why is it that there are some people that as soon as they hear communion, they slip out the door? As soon as they hear communion, they say, oh, we've got another place we got to go. You know why? Because the blood is so powerful that even though you feel you don't deserve it, even though you feel you're not worthy, as long as you examine yourself, if you'll take the bread and drink the cup, the power of the blood will touch everybody in this house. The power of the blood will leave this building and go to your neighborhood, go to your family, go to your loved ones, and you'll say, wow, what happened to my family? It was the blood. What happened on my job? It was the blood. Pastor, you don't understand. I come to church just about every Sunday, but I've got this habit that, if I would be honest, it's more like an addiction, and I know it doesn't please God. I say to you, nothing but the blood. Pastor, you don't understand. I've been a Christian, but there are some things about my upbringing, some ways that I had to go through, my family, it's really beat me up. Even some conditions that I face physically and emotionally, no matter what I do, no matter what I try, it seems like it's pulling me down and pulling me back. Nothing but the blood. You don't understand, Pastor. I come to church, I pray, I cry, I weep in the altar, but the way some people have talked to me, the way some people have treated me, the hurt that I've experienced that nobody but me and God knows about, it's hard for me to release that. It's hard for me to forgive that. I don't think I could take communion. Let me tell you something. The only way you're going to be free from that bitterness, nothing but the blood. The only way you're going to be free from that past torment, nothing but the blood. Take a moment right now and raise your hands if you're comfortable. And just in your own words, could you pray, thank God for the blood. 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 Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I recall the words of that famous bishop, G.T. Haywood. He lived in a day when some might have said, well, he doesn't have the right skin color so that he could be prominent in any particular circle. But God looked past the color of his skin, and he put into the heart of that man of God a calling that literally changed the apostolic faith from his day until our day. And God put in his spirit the famous words that some of you could quote. In sin, I wandered sore and sad with bleeding heart and aching head, till Jesus come and sweetly said, I'll take your sins away. I wonder if God bypassed all the prejudices and all the ways that even in this great nation people could be impacted and say, well, maybe he can be blessed, but I don't think he can be blessed. Maybe she can be blessed, but I don't think they can be blessed. And God put it in the heart of old Bishop Haywood that he would say, thank God God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood that washes white as snow. As if the Lord would say, it don't matter what society says. It don't matter how people want to regulate you and say you're from the wrong background. You don't have the right income status. You're from the wrong neighborhood. None of that matters as long as I've got the blood. None of that can stop me as long as I've got the blood. How wonderful God's mighty plan. How grace the awful gulf did span when he took on the form of man to take our sins away. Come on, communion is for the poor. Communion is for the rich. Communion is for the religious. Communion is for the non-religious. Communion is for the black. Communion is for the white. Thank God for the blood. So many divisions in our world. So many divisions in the church. The only solution is the blood. Ephesians 2 and 13, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometime afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. It doesn't matter to me what you call yourself. If you recognize it's the blood of Jesus, it's the blood of Jesus. That's why I'm going to repent. That's why I'm going to be baptized in Jesus' name. That's why I'm going to be filled with the Spirit. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It's what's going to bring us together. And if for some reason I've mentioned, or some reason nobody knows but you, if you feel separated from God, if you feel separated from even the church, nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Can you say amen? Amen. As the musicians come, we can have our elders take their places at each of these stations. I just want to throw this in today. It's one of them old-timer questions. Some of you will remember it. Some of you will have heard it. Others of you, now that Christianity is on the right side of the tracks, we become a little bit impressed with ourselves. We don't always ask the question. But I don't think I could preach this message without asking the question today. And the question is this: have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, wait a minute, preacher. You're getting a little bit too particular now. You're going to reference baptism, and a lot of churches don't worry about that anymore. It's a little bit inconvenient and all that. Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul, or do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? In just a few moments, I want everybody that chooses to come, everybody that has examined themselves to come, and I want you to take the bread and drink the cup. But if you are in this building and you have never been immersed in water in the name of Jesus Christ, I beg you to answer the question, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Because whether you call yourself a Pentecostal or a Baptist or a Methodist, if you go back enough in the heritage of those main religions, you will find that the response to the blood was repentance and baptism in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, to be born of the water and of the Spirit. And I want you to know, whether you make this church your church home or not, whether you choose to come here every Sunday or not, we've got the robes ready, we've got the water heated, we've got everything we need to baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ. So the next time somebody says, "Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?" you can say, "Nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood." Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you stand with me right now? In the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to look at Matthew 8. And I want this to be in your heart when you come forward for communion. Matthew 8, verse 16. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick. Now look why he did it. Verse 17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." Sometimes the only reason why Jesus heals somebody is so that everybody will know, "He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." And so I beg you, when you take the bread in just a moment, when you drink from the cup in just a moment, as we worship the Lord, I want you to claim healing. I want you to claim blessing. I want you to claim salvation. I want you to claim the supernatural. And I want you to claim nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Because sometimes Jesus heals people just so they would know, Calvary was for you. I don't think he heals people because they come to the altar. They say, "Yeah, if you're God, show me." I don't think that worries God at all. But if somebody comes to the altar and says, "Oh, I need the blood right now. I need a miracle right now." And they take from the bread and they drink from the cup. And as they begin to worship, they're saying, "Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood." I think someone just like that is a candidate for a miracle to happen, so that everybody will know, "I know it was the blood." Would you raise your hands right now? And before you come forward in just a moment, I'll give instructions. But would you just begin to say, "Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the miracles that are about to happen. Thank God for Calvary that purchased what I need from God today. Thank God for the fact that healings will happen because of the blood. Thank God that sins will be forgiven because of the blood. Thank God that miracles will take place because of the blood." Can you say, "In Jesus' name"? We're going to sing a chorus. And if you're new to Heaven View or you've never received communion with us, if you'll just pay attention, there's three stations here at the front. Whatever station is closest to you, or if you see there's a big crowd waiting and you see a line that's a little bit shorter, it doesn't really matter. But make your way to one of these stations and grab the bread, take the cup, and just hold it in your hand and worship the Lord. Just worship the Lord. And then, as we've all made it to the front here, then we're going to pray and receive the bread, receive the cup together. We're all going to do it together. So if you get here before everybody else, just find a place near the altar to stand. Hold your bread, hold your cup, but please worship the Lord. Please worship the Lord. Would you begin to come? Would you begin to come? Come on, would you begin to come? Wherever, if y'all would just... Come on, everybody, come.
Thank God for the blood.
thing. Oh, thank you for coming. Come worshiping. Come worshiping. Come worshiping. Oh, there's healings in the house today. There's blessings in the house today. There's miracles in the house today.